师父上人，各位法师，各位居士，我是恒君。这次呢，万福忏呢，已经是一个礼拜过去了。那不晓得你拜忏拜得如何呢
？Venerable Master, Dharma Masters, and all lay people, I am Heng Jing, and it's been the first week of the 10,000 Buddha's jeweled repentance, and I don't know how people have been.Doing in this bowing session so far.
对我来说呢，我已经有了一个很大的感应了。
As for me, I feel that I have a great response already.
在这个第二天拜忏的第二天呢，我就开始重感冒，严重的在咳嗽。那么所以呢，在四天前呢，在大殿的时候呢，我已经咳到哮喘了。还好大家唱的诵的声音非常大，所以呢，没有引起别人的烦恼。
And my great response was on the second day, I caught a very serious cold and also had a cough. And 4 days ago, I coughed so badly in the Buddha hall that I lost my breath. But fortunately, everybody was singing very sincerely, and so my noise didn't really bother anybody because they were singing loud enough to cover it.
那么这个礼拜天呢，也就是前天呢，晚上十点钟呢，我又继续咳，咳得很严重。
And this past Sunday, which was the day before yesterday, I continued to cough into the night, and it was a very bad cough.
忽然呢，我又没有意识了，整个又休克过去了。
And suddenly I lost consciousness and fell into a state of shock.
那个时候呢，我也不知道停留多久。忽然呢，我就听到好多人声音。
At that time, I don't know how much time had passed, but I suddenly heard the sound of many people.
然后呢，我眼前呢恍恍惚，哎，这是什么地方呢？哦，这是我的房间。
And before my eyes, everything sort of seemed to shimmer. Everything was not very clear, and I wondered where I was. And I looked around and realized that I was in my room.
那个时候我真的很担心。在我的灵魂在忽然离开我的没有知觉的时候，这一段时间会不会有别的东西跑进我的身体呢
？At that time, I was really worried because while my spirit was unconscious or unclear, would something else come into my body？
所以我就问我自己，这个中国人的八德你还记得吗？哦，我说哦，我记得宗教仁爱、信义和平，那万不争的六大宗旨还记得吧？哦，我记得。不争不贪不求不自私不自利不打妄语我说啊还好我回来的时候我身体还是我的没有别人跑进去。
So I thought, okay, I'll ask myself, do I know the eight virtues of Chinese culture? And I listed them out, and yes, they were all there. And I asked myself, well, do I know the six great principles of CDTB? And I read them out, and I knew them all, and so I thought, okay, well, nothing's come into my body.
那么，所以呢，其实这种情况呢，其实我已经发生过几次，所以是感觉到生命呢，真的在呼吸之间无常呢，随时会来。
And this kind of situation has happened a few times before, and it's really caused me to feel that our lives are only the length of a breath, and that impermanence is will come any time, or death will come any time.
所以呢，这一次呢，我真的是有先见之明。延生堂呢，也摆了我的消灾延寿牌位；往生堂呢，也摆了我超度冤亲债主牌位。借着各位这么用功的，这么这个在万福忏这么发心的这个修行呢，所以呢，我平安的度过这一劫。
This time I had a lot of foresight.And so in the lengthening life hall, or the long life hall, I have a plaque for lengthening life. And in the rebirth hall, I have a plaque for crossing over my karmic debtors. Thank you. With all of this help, I was able to survive.
如果没有做这些呢，我想也许这时候可能也需要有些人去帮我助念了。
Without all of these, I think I probably would have needed a group to go help recite by my deathbed.
去年呢，在万物灿期间呢，我们有一位法师呢，也是在深夜里边呢，忽然心脏病发作，然后急送医院。
Last year, also during the 10,000 Buddhas Jeweled Repentance, we had a Dharma master who had a heart attack deep in the night and had to be sent to the hospital.
那么在前年的万物灿的时候呢，有个法师呢，这个痛的在地上打，已经在地上不能自己在滚了。所以那个时候呢，这个两派人马就是说，一个说送医院，一个他说不要，好就大家只好看他喊啊叫痛。那这个时候呢，刚好万物灿有个医生来，他就临时呢就被请去，所以那个医生呢亲自跟我讲，他说在那刹那之间，我真的不晓得怎么办。这边说送医院，那个病人说不要，那我就在中间。他说最后不管你们了，我去治吧。可是他说他那个情况我真的没有办法，因为他痛到那种程度，实在还不知道怎么办。但是很奇怪，他说应该是冥冥中佛菩萨的加倍，我就想尽我当时能想多少我就做多少。然后终于这个法师呢，他平静了，度过了这一关。
And last year we had a Dharma master who during this bowing session was in so much pain that they were rolling on the floor. And at that time, the people who were there were split into two parties. And the first said that we had to send the Dharma master to the hospital for to the ER. And the patient or the Dharma master said no. Fortunately, there was a doctor who had come to attend the bowing session who was present and said that they didn't know what to do, but they would try and do something because the situation was so urgent. And the doctor said that with the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas' blessing, they were able to alleviate the situation because the doctor just did whatever came into their mind.
所以呢，各位啊，能够在这个万福城大殿里面拜万福忏呢，你们各位是很有福报的，无灾无难。也许呢，有时候这个天气呢有种种状况。旁边的人呢也给你一些烦恼，但是呢能够平安的继续拜忏呢，真的是已经在加倍中了。好好的珍惜，好好的感恩，把这个佛事呢做好。
So I'd like to say that all of you are very blessed to be able to attend this session. And although sometimes the weather is not nice and maybe the people next to you are giving you some afflictions.But to be able to participate in the session peacefully and without incident or without serious incident is a great blessing, and it's really wonderful to be able to do the Buddha's work this way.
所以呢，人在福中不知福。那么，如果我不讲这些呢，你也不晓得有些人在这段时间呢，他面临了可能是生死交战的那一刹那。
And so it's said that people who are living with a lot of blessings don't know that they are living in the midst of so many blessings, and that some people might actually be going through some life-threatening difficulties.
忏悔，忏悔什么呢？忏悔我们过去一直到今现在呢，此刻之前所做的一切罪业。什么罪业呢？身口意业的罪业。
And so when we repent, what do we repent of? We repent of all of the offenses that we've created with body, speech, and mind from the past up until right now, the present.
我们呢，很多人都不是大根器的人，能够当下就是能够顿悟。那么我们要时时勤服侍，服侍什么呢？就把我们这些罪业呢，这些三毒呢。借着忏悔，不断的修行，不断的用功，不断的把它洗净，直到这个业呢，业尽清空。
And few of us are people with the great good roots who have the affinities to be instantly enlightened, and so at all times we must wipe the mirror of our minds and.Until our karmic offenses are eradicated and everything is as clear or empty.
那么，时时勤服侍呢，就是要不断的自己要反省、自己检讨、 然后呢，调整自己的言行。我们每一天在这边拜忏，可是呢，我们身口意也在每一天呢，也没有停止造业。
And to at all times, wipe the mirror of our minds means that we should constantly reflect and consider whether our actions and speech, are correct, and to correct them accordingly. While we are repenting, we are also at the same time continuing to create karmic offenses.
那么我好像呢，每天在洗衣服，可是呢，每天呢。丢出来脏衣服呢，又不知道多少件了。那何况还要洗过去累积那么多事的脏衣服。那你想想看，你这几天拜忏，是不是是洗了衣服呢，还是丢的衣服更多？那么虽然乍看是洗了，可是呢，脏衣服堆积的更多了。
And so when we repent, it's sort of like washing our clothes.We're washing the clothes that we've recently wore, but also dirty clothes from that we've accumulated from a long time ago. So we should ask ourselves, did we wash more clothes, or have we piled more onto our pile of dirty laundry?
那么很多人来万佛城呢，啊，因为参加法会真好，这个唱诵真好听，哇，我真是每年都喜欢来。那拜忏忏什么呢？喜欢 就来嘛，那唱大概唱的差不多了啦，这样子。有人跟我讲说，我想超度也超度差不多了，唱也唱的差不多了。我看看那个人从头到尾，到从头看到脚，我看不出来这个人已经夜尽晴空了，也看不出来他是一个无业游民，那看起来他还是烦恼人。所以呢，有些人呢，他真的还不明白我忏悔什么，所以呢。自己觉得说，我今天只是来这个唱诵好听，我跟着来，很喜欢来这里而已。那没有真正在这个佛事上面呢，用心明白这个佛法会的真正的意义是什么。
Many people come to the city of 10,000 Buddhas to attend these sessions, and they feel that it's really great, and they enjoy the singing a lot. And so they'd like to come next year.And some people have attended multiple sessions, and so they feel that they've repented about enough. And I remember somebody telling me, oh, I must have finished repaying all of my karmic debtors. And I looked at this person from head to toe and thought, well, you don't really look like somebody who's cleared out all of your karmic debts. And...So we really should understand what repentance is about and not just come for the singing that we enjoy or anything like that. And in this repentance, we're doing the Buddha's work and we should be sincere about that.
很多人呢，年年来拜万佛忏，也有些人去年来过，今年也来。那么今年你又跟去年有什么不同呢？各方面有进步吗？那不好的情况有改善吗？还是年复一年在原地踏不踏呢？当然能来拜忏总比不来好，但是这段时间你没有好好在心地上用功夫是实在可惜了。到了宝山呢，空手而回，这不是太可惜了吗？
Many people come every year to attend the bowing session, and I think the important thing is to askHow am I different from between last year and this year? How have I changed? Have I have the bad situations that I've been in improved? And it's certainly better to come and attend the bowing session than not. But if we're not working on our minds, then we're not really doing what we came here to do.
那么在美国呢，有些基督徒呢，说这个5月21号世界末日。那台湾呢，5月11号世界末日已经平安度过了。那么我们即将要面对下面一个世界末日。那我就刚刚讲说，是有灾难，但是呢，绝对不是末日，不然呢，我们在哪里拜忏呢？在虚空里边拜吗？所以不用担心。 那么我们好好的拜忏呢，这个世界呢会想这个安定的力量会多一点，和平的力量会更强一点，会帮助很多地方能够平安度过的。
In the US, some Christians are saying that the end of the world is coming on May 21st. And in Taiwan, there was also a prediction that the end of the world would be May 11th, but that has peacefully passed. And what I say is that, yes, there are disasters, but it's not an apocalypse. Otherwise, where would we be holding our repentance? In empty space? And when we repent, we are building up a lot of positive energy that can help many of the people who are going through difficulties in the world right now.
那么台湾呢，五月十一号呢，有人说会有十四级的地震，然后会发生很多大灾难。所以呢，有些人呢就是囤积了很多食物，那么也有些人呢很恐慌。那么在这段期间呢，还没到五月十一号呢，就一个七十岁老先生就跳楼自杀了。他越想越恐怖，算了，早点死吧，他就自杀了。
And in Taiwan, regarding the prediction for the doomsday on May 11th, some people said that there would be a 14.0 earthquake, and some people stocked up on food, and many people were very afraid. There was even a 70-year-old man who committed suicide because he felt that, he was so afraid and that the end of the world was going to involve so much suffering, he might as well end it on his own first.
那么，这个十一号过了以后呢，有一个老先生呢，因为家里囤积了很多水，一桶桶的水呢，家里没有地方放，堆着那地方走路都不方便，结果呢，被这个水桶绊倒了，然后那个现在呢，住医院了。
And after May 11th passed, there was an old man in Taiwan who, because his family had stocked up on a lot of water, he tripped over one of the water containers and had to be sent to the hospital.
所以，如果一个没有学佛法人呢，有些状况出来的时候呢，也许是真的，也许是假的。但是呢，面对种种的不可知的未来呢，我们好好修行呢，随缘尽分呢，这是很重要的。
For people who are not Buddhists, these things that arise, some may be false and some may be true. But in the face of the future that is unknown, all we can do is to cultivate the best we can in accord with conditions.
那么，有些法师呢，甚至跟呼吁大家，希望大家五月份快点念佛，大家早点去极乐世界，不然五月份大灾难来，大家可惨了。赶快念佛到极乐世界。所以呢，我个人听到这些消息呢，我觉得一个出家人呢，一个修行的人呢，是几乎呢也不明白因果，也不知道随缘不变，不变随缘。那么这些无常来，是我们要应劫我们过去所做的错的事情。但是佛慈悲给我们忏悔法门，我们用忏悔的心真诚忏悔，也许业还是来了。但是呢，重罪轻受，这个是我们学修行的时候应该要知道的，不是逃避，而且不是说我们程度还不够。你说我五月就要走了到极乐世界，那有多少人能够去呢？是不是？那这个也是这个太乐观了。那么最主要的是自己呢修行当下修行，这个才是最真切。也许我只有一口气，那这口气我念念佛，过去呢我很懒惰，至少在这刹那之间，鼓励自己别忘了念佛。不论去，也许随业缘，然后飘到哪去，三恶道或六道轮回，但是因为我这一刻诚心念佛，什么都没有想，也没有说我要怎么样怎么样，在当下诚心念佛之间呢，这一些种种的不好的这个业缘呢，也都随着你念佛呢。都化解了，那么阿弥陀佛的愿力呢，带你呢到吉祥地方，当然最吉祥地方就是极乐世界了。
Some Dharma masters tell people to recite in May and when the end of the world comes, go to the Pure Land. And some say that the end of the world is in 2012. There's a Dharma master who said, may you live long, but I've lived enough, so in 2012 I'm going to go first. And I feel that some Dharma masters don't understand the law of cause and effect. And so they don't... and also the Buddha gave us this Dharma door of practicing repentance. And so these karmic retributions may come our way, but we can change. And also, how many people can go to the Pure Land? I feel that that's sort of too optimistic. What we really should do is cultivate in the here and now. And perhaps in the past I was very lazy, but now I'm going to recite sincerely the Buddha's name. And who knows where we'll go, but if in this moment I can recite the Buddha's name sincerely, then my karmic obstacles will also disappear. And then perhaps we can all go to the most auspicious place, which is the Western Pure Land.
所以呢，拜占期间呢，中间呢有20分钟休息时间，十五分钟休息时间。那么这段时间呢，如果是需要是这个上洗手间呢以外呢，希望呢大家能够在大殿里边静坐呢，念佛，或者呢你看看前面你拜佛的那个佛号，这个时候呢再多念念佛，这个佛名呢这对你更好。那么刚刚是动，拜佛是动。那么你在静坐的时候念佛呢，你要是能够打坐呢，这个时候呢，真的是佛光加倍，是你在静中呢领会佛的加持。就像这次呢，刚刚今天下午第一这个第下午第二支香完了以后呢，我在回向的时候呢，我那个位置其实，因为我想那时候也没点香，可是呢，第二支香完了，我们在回向的时候，我闻到非常浓郁的檀香味。所以呢，这个每个人有每个人因缘。那你说，哎呀，法师，那我明天也得闻闻看，我有没有闻檀香味？那也不必这样子。那么随缘尽力啊，那也许呢，他佛菩萨觉得我这个人太可怜了，需要鼓励鼓励。那所以呢，是有这样子因缘。
During the bowing session, we have 15-minute rest periods, and besides using the restroom, we can also sit in the Buddha hall silently or recite. And bowing is also very good. So while we bow during the session, that's movement. And when we rest during rest periods, we can sit still in meditation, and that's also very wonderful. And we can also recite the Buddha's name during this period. And the Buddhas will bless us. And this afternoon, after the second incense during transference, although there was no incense that was actually lit in the censer, I smelled a strong and rich scent of sandalwood. And perhaps somebody will say, oh, well, maybe I should pay attention and I'll smell sandalwood the next time too. Perhaps the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas felt that took a lot of pity on me, and so that's why I smelled sandalwood.
那么有一次呢，我要到大殿的时候呢，经过那孔雀呢就大叫一声，它的声音有很多种声音，那个声音呢有一种呢是就像破锣嗓子一样，呱这样叫一声。我说哇，你叫好听一点嘛，这是的，我就这样走过去了。然后我一到大殿一拜佛，没多久就拜到什么南无孔雀神佛。哎，我想哎呀天哪，佛菩萨说你对孔雀客气一点好不好？这样子。所以呢，各位啊，这个都是感应中，就看你能体会不体会。阿弥陀佛。
And once on my way to the Buddha Hall, there was a peacock calling, and peacocks have very many different kinds of noises, and this one was very loud, and I was walking by and I said, can't you make a better sound? And then when we got to the Buddha Hall, there was the name of a certain Buddha, which was Namo Peacock Sound Buddha. And so I thought, oh my goodness. Well, we have all of these responses. It just depends on whether or not we pay attention to them and learn from them.
好像还有三分钟，还有三分钟吗？啊，对，我看他收拾的样子，我就。 请问是还有三分钟吗？我看一分钟，好。所以呢，这个拜佛名呢，那你看那个佛的名字呢，你可以从那个名字，比如说无嗔恨佛，那你就想自己啊，我愿意学习无嗔恨佛，将来没有嗔恨，现在也没有嗔恨。那有像我今天呢，好像是今天吧，还昨天忘记了，还有南无可爱佛。哇，我拜了十年了，我都不知道，我第一次啊，佛还有南无可爱佛哦，今天我才看见。那我不晓得你看到哪一尊佛了，阿弥陀佛。
And so there's 1 minute left, so I think in bowing we can, when we, for instance, bow to Namo, the No Anger Buddha, then we can contemplate that we also would like to learn from this Buddha and have no anger. And also, today we had a Namo Kai, so I guess that's adorable Buddha. And I'd bowed this session for 10 years and I didn't realize that there was such a Buddha. And so we can all pay attention to the Buddhas that are there.